Chapter 8. After maybe 12 days, maybe 15, maybe it only felt like so many, Logan finally surrendered to sleep. In his dream, he heard voices. They were whispering. But in the stone environs of the hole, every whisper carried.
"He's got a knife. If we take him, it doesn't matter. Look how much meat there is on him."
"Quiet!"
someone said. Logan knew he should move, should check the knife, should wake up, but he was so tired. He couldn't stay awake forever. It was too hard. He thought he heard a woman's voice screaming through a hand covering her mouth. There was a slap, and the scream stopped. Then there was another slap, and another, and another.
"Easy, Finn! You kill Lily, we'll fucking gut you! She's the only slit we got!"
Finn cursed Sniffles, then said,
"You scream again, bitch, and I'll rip out your hair and your fingernails. You don't need those to fuck, got it?"
Then the voice faded, and the heat faded, and the howling faded, and the stink faded. And Logan was truly dreaming. He was dreaming of his wedding night. He was married to a girl he barely knew, but as he talked in their bedchamber, as nervous as the beautiful 15-year-old girl across from him, he felt sudden hope blossom in his heart. This girl was a woman he could love, and inexplicably, she was his. Janine would be his wife, and one day, his queen. And he knew he could love her.
"Janine's dead. Stop this."
He saw in her big eyes that she could love him too, that their marriage bed would not be a place of duty, but one of joy. Her cheeks colored as he stared at her as his wife. His eyes claimed her, not arrogantly, but confidently, gently, accepting her and rejoicing in her beauty. And when he pulled her close, she folded into him. Her lips were hot. Then it seemed like only a second later they were still kissing, still taking off each other's clothes, and feet were pounding up the stairs toward their room. Logan was pulling back from her, and the door burst open, and Caladoran soldiers poured into the room. Logan's eyes snapped open, and his fists flew as bodies landed on top of him. As far as fights went, it was pathetic. Logan hadn't eaten in 2 weeks, so he was as weak as a puppy. But the other inmates, aside from the meat they'd gorged on a few weeks ago, had been subsisting on bread and water for months, or years. They were gaunt, hollow shadows of the men they had once been, so the fight proceeded slowly and clumsily. Logan heaved one man off and punched another across the jaw, but two more were there instantly, their flesh made slick and muddy by their filth and their sweat. Finn landed on Logan's hip, while Jake tore at Logan's face with long nails. Shaking another man off, Logan fought his way to his feet and flung Jake off. The man fell into the hole and disappeared. Just like that, the fight was over.
"What did you do that for?" Sniffles asked. "We could have used that meat, you fucker! You threw away meat!"
For a moment, their fury crested, and Logan thought they would attack him again. He reached to his hip to pull out the knife. It was gone. On the other side of the hole, Finn looked at him. He picked his bloody, scurvied gums with the point of the knife. Time was on his side now. Logan had thought the Holers had no society, but he'd been wrong. There were camps down here, too. The Holers were split into the animals and the monsters, the weak and the strong. Finn led the animals, who ranked mostly according to their crimes. Murderers, then rapists, then slavers, then pedophiles. The monsters were Yimbo, a big-boned red-haired Sioran whose tongue had been cut out. Tats, a pale Lodrakari covered in tattoos who could speak, but never did. And Gnasher, a misshapen simpleton with massive shoulders and a twisted spine and teeth filed to sharp points. The monsters survived only through the others' fear of them and their willingness to fight. Now, as they all starved, the tenuous society was breaking down. Logan had no friends, no knife, no place. Among the animals, he was now a wolf without a pack. Among the monsters, he was a dog without his steel tooth. He had tried to see the inmates as men, men debased and humiliated and reviled, but men. He tried to see in them something good, some image within them of the gods or the god who had made them. But in the shadows of the hole, he saw only animals and monsters. Logan went and sat by Gnasher. The man gave him a simpleton smile made horrible by his filed teeth. Then there was a sound that made everyone freeze. Footsteps resounded through the corridor above the asshole. Logan slipped into the one narrow overhang that would hide him from view as a torch-illuminated face appeared over them.
"I'll be," the guard said.
He was black-haired, pale, and hulking, with a smashed nose, plainly Caladoran. The guard opened the grate but kept a close eye on the inmates 15 feet below him. Finn didn't even unlimber his ropes.
"Figured a few of you would have died by now," the guard said. "Thought you'd be real hungry."
He reached into a sack and pulled out a large loaf of bread. Every inmate looked at him with such longing that he laughed.
"Well then, here you go."
The guard tossed them the loaf, but it sailed into the hole. The prisoners cried out, thinking it was a mistake. The guard produced another loaf and tossed it into the hole, too. The prisoners crowded around the hole, even Finn and Lily. The next loaf bounced off of Sniffles's fingertips, and he almost fell in after it. The guard laughed. He locked the grate and walked away, whistling a cheery tune. Several of the inmates wept. He didn't come back. The days passed in agony. Logan had never known such debilitating weakness. 4 nights later, if the term wasn't meaningless, Logan thought of it as night because most of the hole's inhabitants were asleep, and the howling winds shrieked loudest at what the holers called noon. Finn cut one of his pedophiles' throats. In moments, everyone was awake and fighting over the body. When Snuffles started beating on Gnasher to try to get the man to let go of some body scrap Logan preferred not to identify, Gnasher dropped the scrap and attacked him. Sniffles tried to fight him off, but Gnasher handled him like he was a child. Yanking Sniffles' arm out of the way, Gnasher sank his filed teeth into the man's neck. In the ensuing fight over the body, an entire leg was thrown clear and landed next to Logan. When Scab came after it, Logan snatched it up. To his own horror, he stared Scab down until the man turned and left. Logan took the leg back to the wall and wept, because no matter how hard he looked at it, he only saw meat.